I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
WAAF-FM and HD1 Westboro, Boston. WEEI HD2 Lawrence. WWBX HD2 Boston.
My lords, with the leave of the house, I wonder if you permit me to offer my sincere apologies.
I don't think I snap enough.
No.
That's for the new intro.
I've always believed that we should offer rise to the highest possible standards.
I proceeded to party my face off and bang a bunch of strippers.
Of courtesy.
You're probably going to pick up some slam pig at a bar and get chlamydia.
And respect.
Sometimes you lose.
I'm thoroughly ashamed. I had not been in my place, and therefore I should be offering my resignation to the Prime Minister.
Well, first of all, pardon me while I talk through my ball gag and handcuffs.
And now,
I'm here for you.
Broadcasting live from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
He stabbed somebody over a chicken Caesar salad.
Streaming live at WAAF.com and the AAF app.
How is that even possible?
You can also ask Amazon Echo or Google Home to play WAAF.
It's so easy, even old Moose Knuckle can do it.
This.
Hey, turn on your iPod, Hillman.
Is.
WTF.
The Hillman Morning Show.
They love their Doritos and, you know, they lick their fingers with great glee.
And this is not the type of entertainment that our state appreciates.
It did turn strange, but it wasn't my doing.
With him.
With who?
Fred.
With your host, Greg Hill, always seizing the day and the remote.
That's why I live every day to its fullest when it comes to naps and television.
My two greatest assets have been mental stability and being like really smart.
I gulped the gravy. Is that code?
Ew.
Any of you ladies interested in a 60-year-old moose knuckle?
Sports with a master of the spoken word, Lyndon Byers.
Well, yeah, not for nothing. We can...
Everybody's calling LB a moron.
The go-to. I'm drunk.
I love the sexual tension between LB and Danielle.
Ew, well, first of all, that's disgusting.
News headlines with the always agreeable Danielle.
Where is the reservation for dinner? And where are my flowers? Yeah. And where is my new stack of bracelets from Alex? I don't seem to see anything around here except for a prepaid movie ticket. What am I supposed to do with this?
This woman is obviously mentally ill. But she's evil on top of that.
I already act like a nut job in bed, so when I'm drunk, it's like you're scared.
And the angry husband of a cumber bitch, Mike Hsu.
I can't wait to turn you on.
Do you get any kind of a pass from Mrs. Hsu for your favorite actress?
Angela Lansbury.
You know what, Danielle?
Beef jerky time. You want some beef jerky?
Well, that suggests you smoke up. Bolero.
It's the Hillman Morning Show.
Almost seemed like it was one of those scripted pornographic films.
It needs a little adult entertainment in it.
Yeah, adulterize it.
And it's got to be in the can.
The glorious oral pleasure of lemon.
That's bull. If you lived here, you would probably want to say a few more things than that, right?
Good morning, everybody. It's the Mike Hsu Show. I just want to let you know right off that I'm going to be playing Rush for the next 4 hours while we broadcast live here from Granite Telecommunications for their Saving by Shaving 5 event. So any Rush song you would like to hear this morning, I'll play it, whether it's 90 minutes long or 3 minutes long. In fact, I don't even think they have a 3-minute song. But feel free to call on the Framingham Ford studio line, which is 617-931-1AF. No, as far as I know, everybody else is okay. They're just, I believe all three, Greg, Danielle, and LB, are stuck behind plows. I think they are doing the conga line in here. And I was the only one to make it through that. In all fairness, I stayed over by at the lovely Adams Inn over here by the lovely Quincy River across from Pope John Paul II Park. That was a really, that's a beautiful scenic view if you ever get the chance. But yeah, they'll be here soon. And we are broadcasting live. It's Granite Telecommunications here in Quincy and their amazing event, Saving by Shaving 5 for the Dana-Farber Institute. And they, you know, they have over 1,000 of their employees come in here in this giant cavernous lobby they have and shave their heads to support cancer research. So that'll be going on today here in beautiful Quincy. They'll have, you know, the governor's going to be here shaving his head. I believe when Greg gets here, they're going to shave his head. The Quincy mayor is going to be here. A ton of people, including a superstar celebrity guest, which is going to who is going to show up at some point and have his much heralded hair shaved for cancer research. So if you want to call in, like I said, 617-931-1AAF. You can also text in. Text number is 97107. Speaking of texting,
o'clock.
There he is. He's alive, ladies and gentlemen. He's alive.
Don't you love living in New England?
You know what? It's never dull, Greg. Boring.
I hope this winter never ends.
Me too, because it's so beautiful outside right now.
There's nothing better than leaving yourself not quite enough time to clean the car off and then trying to race your way to a live broadcast. But here we are.
Yes.
And it's going to be a very exciting day, Mr. Shu.
It's pretty inspirational today. And the work Granite Telecommunications has done over the past couple of years with this, it's amazing.
Oh, I mean, millions, by the end of this morning, millions of dollars will be donated toward doing everything possible to try to end the suffering of those who not only are fighting cancer, but their families and everything associated with that. So later on this morning at about 9:30 or so, the governor will arrive here, and he is getting his head shaved along with yours truly.
Yes.
My head will look even bigger than it does now with no hair on it later on this morning. And that's all, I mean, a lot. I'm constantly shamed and bullied over the size of my head and the size of my hands.
I know. It's weird. It's like all the blood went to the head, not enough went to the hands.
Yeah.
Doctors can never explain it.
Well, I think it was the fact that my mom drank during her pregnancy. I mean, I think that explains a lot, doesn't
it? Well, Manhattans have cherries in them, that's usually pretty healthy. That's a fruit.
Yeah,
right?
It is a fruit. Yeah, you're right about that.
Are you gonna shave the head, leave the beard?
Yeah, of course.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Bro, you're going to bro it up, man. Yeah, man.
And there's a special guest who is, I believe, still getting his or her head shaved. Mm-hmm. I think I indicated it was a him yesterday.
Maybe.
So, and I think that's going to be an absolute giant, crazy, out of control panic when he arrives here.
Yeah.
He's probably like parachuting in or something. So
you can
nobody,
in this huge lobby. It's what is this, four floors?
Yeah, it's like a four story. We're in a four story lobby here at Granite Telecommunications in Quincy. From a weather point of view, if you're debating whether or not to go to work, and you have the opportunity to work from home today, I think I would probably do that. The roads are not so great, especially here on the South Shore, where they only got 1 to 3 inches of snow. There's not a ton of snow here, but it's wet. It's like wet, heavy snow.
Yeah.
So, and certainly there are other areas. Danielle, when she arrives, will give you an update on news-wise on what areas have been hit the worst. But
speaking of heavy,
if you want to be on the what?
Did somebody just say speaking of heavy?
I don't think anybody.
Is it heavy snow?
Oh, LB.
Is it heavy snow out there?
LB is back at the studio.
LB, are you at the station?
Yeah, I can't. It was I am. I was so close to being there. I was getting on the pike in Natick, and I was watching the plows 100 yards in front of me, and I'm like, no.
Are you kidding me?
No, I swear to God. It just took me an hour and like 15 or an hour and a half to go from Natick, and I was like, I don't even know. There's probably more plows on 93 going south the roads are going to suck in Quincy because the roads sucked in Holliston. Some dude buried his car against a tree. God bless Holliston PD. But, yeah, so I called Hilldog, and I'm like, do you want me to be, like, an hour and a half late there, or do you want me to go to the studio? And so
I said, quite frankly, we didn't want you to be at either place, but you insisted on coming to work.
I forced it on you.
Yeah. So to make it clear, this is not a blood drive-like incident where you went to the studio not knowing that we had a live broadcast.
No.
We were in communication beforehand on that.
I will just say to people, trees are going to be coming down any moment. Trees are down in Holliston. I mean, it's this wet, heavy type snow. Like, Nonanum Road, Hilldog, I was just waiting for a tree to fall on my truck, and I was like a half a mile from the station. I mean, people, don't even just mail it in. Stay home. Because it's amazing, Hilldog. I can't believe how many people were out on the roads.
Yeah,
it's nuts. I
no,
can't, you know,
there are. When I was driving my final stretch of the, I felt like I was trying to make it across the country in a covered wagon, and in the 1850s. When I was my final stretch here in Quincy, there were people who were racing to try to get to work because their employers obviously. Except no excuse.
That's what Americans do.
It doesn't matter if it's a Bombo Genesis or a Nor'easter or anything. It doesn't. Yeah, you're right, Shu, because we're Americans.
Right.
That's what we do.
We work hard.
We go to work.
We play hard.
We go to work. So, all right. Let's get to Kev. Oh, Danielle is here.
Hey, there she is. She's alive. Thank God you're alive.
I went to the wrong building at first. I was lucky to run into our good friend Rob Hale, who pointed me in the right direction.
Is going into the wrong building code?
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes, it is.
I'd like some of that tomorrow night.
Oh, speaking of going to the wrong building.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
Hi, honey.
Heard you in the car, and then I walked in, and I was like, where is he?
Well, I'm glad you're safe, because it was nuts out there.
No, it sucked.
Let's get to Kevin, who is on the Framingham Ford studio line. Joining us this morning here as we broadcast live from Granite Telecommunications in Quincy. What's going on?
Hey, good morning, Greg. How's it going?
It's going great. I mean, it seems like most of Massholia has survived the second nor'easter in a week, so that's good news.
Hey, let me preface by saying I think you're doing God's work, and all the money you raise for all these different things are awesome. Like, you're a really good guy, Greg. Hey, a snowstorm in March, like, would that be like considered global warming, global cooling, or climate change? Which one?
Danielle will tell you that it's all
climate change,
all climate
you jackass.
Change.
Don't start with me. I just got off a very bad commute, and it's 6:08.
Oh boy.
I'm trying to keep a zen state of mind, and it ain't working, brother.
Let me tell you something. When it doesn't fit into their narrative, they just call it climate change.
They don't want to be part of the narrative. Hello. Let's go.
That's the way that
Who has
goes.
Cider? I'm ready.
Yeah, I was going to say, somebody needs a cider.
Sheesh.
All right. Well, we are live this morning. We're live almost every morning. Now, why do I say that? I take many vacation days. But when
this is
when,
a pre-recorded broadcast.
No, this is
on site. That's not happening right now.
This is an on-site remote broadcast, and later on this morning, not only will I be losing my glorious locks, my glorious Fabio-like locks.
Good on you, kid. Good on you.
But so will the governor of the Commonwealth and many other D-list celebrities like myself and one mega celebrity.
Brian Dennehy.
It's not Brian Dennehy. LB asked me earlier if it was Lloyd Bridges. It's not Lloyd Bridges.
Is it Doc from Back to the Future?
Doc Brown? No, it's not Doc Brown. But there's a lot of Granite employees and others who are getting their head shaved today, and there will be a lot of money that will be donated at the end of the day. So it's a great thing. If you want to be on the show anytime this morning, you can call on the Framingham Ford studio line. That number is 617-931-1223, or you can text on the text line, which is 97107. And we'll be back live from snowbound Quincy here on the Hillman Morning Show.
Hi, it's Andy in Snow Country with the WAAF Ski and Snowboard Report, brought to you by New England Auto and Truck Recyclers. Find them today at findusedparts.com. Also brought to you by Smuggler's Notch Vermont. Visit Smugs.com today.
1 to 2 feet of fresh snow makes this March snowstorm one to remember, and we'll have ski days to remember right through the weekend. With powder days like this, you don't want to miss it. The deepest, freshest snow and the best weekend of the season coming up with comfortable weather as well. Wachusett riding the fresh snow, and we expect trail counts to be jumping up as ski patrol starts dropping the ropes on a lot of places, especially the natural snow runs. Wachusett up towards 20 trails. The day and night skiing open as well. Cratchit in New Hampshire still up near full operation. Pat's Peak with all 28 runs. They both ride into the nighttime. Mount Sunapee a big winner with some of that fresh snow and over 50 trails ready to ride. While at Ragged Mountain, a couple of high-speed chairs to their natural snow runs. Plenty of groomed cruisers as well at Ragged. Wildcat with about 4 dozen runs and 15 miles. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis on 107.3 WAAF.
Spring. It's finally here. Bass are in the pads, trout are in the riffles, walleye are on the drop-offs, and you are right where you want to be. Here's to the season that takes you there. Cabela's Great Outdoor Days. Family events and amazing deals. Your one stop for the water. Come in for Doorbusters this Saturday. 5 hours only starting at 8 a.m. Get $30 off Daiwa Fuego reels. $150 off a Pit Boss 700S pellet grill with cover. And save 25% on over 18,000 fishing lures. Shop in-store or online at Cabela's.com.
Best tailgate? It's gotta be burgers. And an ice cold Coke.
Real football y pollo asado.
Nah, gotta be hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Nah, hot dog.
No, Dodger dog.
I'll drink to that. Pass me a Coke.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking.
No way. You gotta have brisket and an ice cold Coke.
Come on, brats are better.
What? Mac and cheese?
No, seven layer dip.
Ribs?
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day?
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgating 101.
This is a shout out to the foodie fanatics, homemade hamburger hosts, hot wing kings, and office potluck pros. Whether you dunk it, stack it, or melt it, there's nothing more important than how you cook up your team spirit while serving it with an ice cold Coca-Cola or Coke Zero Sugar. We may not all agree on the best game day foods, but when you serve your meals with a Coke, you know you've got yourself a winner. Pick one up at your nearest Shaw's supermarkets.
Hey guys, it's Danielle. Do you think about your weight every day? Do you look at stuff in your closet and get frustrated because it doesn't fit? I know so many of us deal with these thoughts on a regular basis and wish there was a weight loss solution that would work almost immediately, especially with spring just weeks away. The answer is New England Fat Loss. New England Fat Loss made such a huge impact in my life as I lost weight and now feel so much healthier and better about myself. The key is New England Fat Loss gets your metabolism into fat-burning mode so you can start losing right away and stay motivated with absolutely no exercise required. The instant success is so inspiring as you'll do it eating only real food, natural food, nothing prepackaged like some other plans out there. And if you're not sure, ask your doctor. If you'd like nothing more than to lose weight, improve your health, and look really good for spring, set up your consult today at NewEnglandFatLoss.com.
A healthy body's where it's at. You've tried this and you've tried that. Change your life and lose that fat at NewEnglandFatLoss.com.
Stoneham Ford, your F-150 headquarters with over 200 F-Series in stock. Conveniently located off 93 and 95. Lease a 2018 Ford F-150 Supercrew STX New England Edition for $199 a month. Visit StonehamFord.com.
Do you want to make more money? Own your own business? Come to the Franchise Show this Saturday and Sunday at the Shriners Auditorium. Meet with the best money-making franchises plus part-time opportunities who can help you open a successful business. Plus, get valuable advice at free seminars all weekend. This life-changing event is your only chance to see all the hottest new franchises in one place. Get tickets at BostonFranchiseShow.com. Find the perfect business for you at the Franchise Show, presented by Allstate, this weekend at the Shriners Auditorium.
Introducing McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu with favorites for $1, $2, or $3. So now you can save for a
weekend getaway with the husband and kids?
Sure.
Especially if we leave the kids at home.
With grandma, of course. Build whatever meal you want with favorites on McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu.
Now you can get any size soft drink for just $1, a sausage McGriddles for only $2, and a classic chicken sandwich for just $3. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Echo Store Technologies is the official presenting sponsor of the Hillman Morning Show, and they provide data center solutions for companies throughout New England, partnering with leading manufacturers such as VMware, NetApp, Dell EMC, and Cisco. EchoStore Technologies is committed to understanding your business's strategic goals and to creating solutions that will make your business more efficient, keep your data protected and available, and save you money. Since their inception, EchoStore Technologies has donated over $1 million to local charities. So not only is EchoStore Technologies helping you with your data center needs, but they're helping the local communities where you do business. EchoStore is a partner that you can feel confident in. For more information on how EchoStore can help you with your data center requirements, contact them today by calling 866-818-1313, or you can visit echostore.com. That's echostore.com.
Hey Boston, it's Craig Shoemaker.
I love Master Baby.
And the Hillman Morning Show will be right back in 60 seconds or less.
I take a lot longer than that, baby.
The lowest prices of the season sale is going on now at GNC, but hurry, it won't last long. Save up to 50% on top brands like Nugenix, Gym, Cellucor, Force Factor, and GNC Amp. They're all at the lowest prices of the season. Train well, sleep well, live well. GNC has hundreds of your favorite items at up to 50% off. Hurry into GNC for the lowest prices of the season sale now through March 28th. GNC, live well.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation, except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Now, wondering if Greg is bringing in his own personal high-priced hairstylist to shave his head at today's live broadcast from Granite Telecommunications in Quincy.
Oh, that's just fancy talk for sexified.
This is the Thursday Hillman Morning Show.
Plenty of cowbell. There's plenty of cowbell.
I had a fever.
Did you?
Yeah, but that fixed it. A prescription. No. Cowbell.
Nice job, Danielle, on the musical pun with hair of the dog.
Thank you. That's the only one you're getting this morning.
What do you mean?
I couldn't find any other hair-related songs.
Why don't you ask the musicologist for hair-related songs, because I could help you out.
You were in a meeting.
We could have gone with a little... Sister Golden Hair. By the way, you know what the greatest thing for many of you about a live broadcast is? I do not have my iPod with me. I cannot earmuff anything.
No.
I cannot earmuff anything all morning long. But we are broadcasting live this morning in Quincy in the middle of the Nor'easter, the Bombo Genesis, storm number two in a week, and we are at Granite Telecommunications, and there is a big event that is going on here and has gone on here for years. And later on this morning, all kinds of Granite employees and several D-list celebrities and one A-list celebrity will get their head shaved for charity and to raise money. And there are millions of dollars that are donated at the end of this event by Rob Hale and the people here at Granite. So
are you calling the governor a D-list celebrity?
Well, what is the governor? Is he a B-list celebrity? Is he
C-plus
a
C? No offense, Charlie.
He governs a state.
Yeah, watch how quickly they forget about him if he's out of office. So.
Yeah, exactly. Now that Deval Patrick is running for president, nobody's going to talk about our little old governor anymore.
Yeah.
It's going to be
is kind of an oxymoron when it comes to Governor Baker.
But. No, he's tall. He's tall.
He's a beautiful man, and you can't take that away from him.
That's true. And he is going to get here a little bit early. When I say early, the celebrity shaving portion is getting underway at 9:45. And he is going to get here at about 9:30, so we can squeeze in a Breakfast with Baker segment. He's, very busy. He has to go to the bunker this morning.
Yeah, he's got to wear the vest.
He's got to put the vest on. He's got to check on everything because, of course, there was a storm. Now, LB A texter says, I know why LB is in the studio this morning, and the answer is so he wouldn't get shamed into shaving his expensive lettuce. But that is
actually, listen, I applaud you, and the event that is going on today is one of the most amazing things ever. The amount of money that Granite Technologies has donated is off the charts, but I do the buzz off at Gillette, which is Gronk's gig where everybody shaves their head, and we have a team, and so, you know, I wouldn't have been able to do it.
What do you mean you wouldn't?
Too much information.
Yeah, that was very detailed for this early.
You know, I
care about shaving my head. Come on.
I was going to say, you know, unfortunately, we're in a situation with LB being in the studio. He's not going to see Greg's signals to shut up, but he doesn't pay attention to those anyway, so.
Oh, that's okay. It doesn't matter.
I love you, big dog.
This texter is actually concerned about another issue with LB being in the studio and not with us on location, and that is, who is going to keep LB from falling asleep? He is unsupervised this morning. Yeah. Yes.
There's no tequila. We got no booze. We're good. Me, Marco, Scal.
What about leftover? Do you still have leftover Italian subs from a week ago that you're eating, or are those?
I do not, sir. I have some homemade bread.
All right, let's get to newspaper John, who is probably out delivering the Boston Globe this morning in the storm, because the news never rests. What's happening, John?
You are correct. I am. And I got to say, if you have it well in Quincy, if the snow isn't that bad, you are absolutely lucky. Is an S show in Canton.
Where are you in Canton?
Yes.
Yeah. How many inches would you say fell in Canton?
It's still falling pretty heavy. I think it's at least 6 to 8.
Okay. Yeah. Well, listen, Godspeed. Godspeed.
Godspeed.
Thank you for calling. By the way, I was ridiculed, and I want to make something clear. When I Instagrammed my Bitmoji saying Godspeed the other day, it was not the first time I had a Bitmoji.
Yeah, no, you've had that.
I've had a Bitmoji for years. Like, all these social media hardos were like, oh, Greg found Bitmoji. No, I've had a Bitmoji. I just don't share, you know, every part of my social media life with everybody.
We could have made it into a bit. Hey, have you heard about this Bitmoji thing, Greg? I don't know. It kind of, Mike Hsu and I were talking before the break, and his looks a lot like him, but mine didn't come out that great. What do you think? Let's get your phone and we can make you a Bitmoji. Johnny St. Dark.
Yeah, I wonder what Johnny St. Dark's Bitmoji looks like.
Beard, dark sunglasses.
Yeah, sunglasses, definitely. Right. Wayfarers.
White slacks with a black belt.
Losing his hair.
The rectangle ones. He's got the little rectangle frameless ones. Mm. That's what
Jean,
I see.
Jean jacket, Johnny St. Dark.
Although sometimes. No, leather jacket, leather members only jacket.
Oh, yeah.
What about, he probably has one sport coat that he wears to funerals and if he's about to be suspended for something that he said during his nighttime show.
Make a statement.
Let's see. This is Tim on the Framingham Ford studio line. Hello, Tim. You're alive. You made it. You made it through the second nor'easter in a week.
I don't know if I'm alive. 17 inches here in Drake.
17? 17.
And it's still snowing.
Yeah. No, it is. Let me give you the weather. The snow is going to end sometime this morning, but it is a treacherous commute. I'm telling you right now. And this snow, at least here in Quincy, is very wet. It's not like a snow that you can just brush off the car.
No, it's heavy.
It's going to take you a significant amount of time, or your monkey, a significant amount of time to clean your car off today. So if you are thinking about going to work because your boss is unrelentless and says no days off, like Bill Belichick, then you definitely want to get up and get going early. And let's see what Jim has to say on the Framingham Ford studio line this morning. Hello, Jim.
Yes, Greg, I know who the A-list you're having later on today.
Well, if you know, how do you know?
I have it on good authority. It's Charles Laquadera. Oh.
You busted us. Does he still have the hair to shave?
I don't know.
Does he still live in Hawaii?
He does, yeah. He lives in Hawaii. One of the great memorable moments of my radio career was the last day on the air for Charles Laquadera, and we did a simulcast. He and I, he was on WZLX at the time. I was on WAAF at the time because there's no other station that has ever wanted to hire me in 28 years. And we played the same song at the same time.
I remember that. I was
yes, Danielle.
That.
Yes.
Mind blown.
Wasn't that a great radio bit?
That is hilarious.
We played the same song at the same time, and it was Thank You by Led Zeppelin.
Isn't that nice?
Listen, Charles Laquadera was a talent, absolute talent.
Yeah, but I heard he was a nightmare to work for, no?
Who isn't that's been on the radio for a long time, LB?
You know, I interned with Charles. That's how old Charles is.
Really?
Oh, you interned with him, Shu?
Yes, I did.
Were you angry then, or is that what made you angry?
No, that's what made me angry. Yeah. But then I learned that guys who usually host morning shows have to be jerks. So, you know, that was one of the first things I learned about the business.
Let's keep this segment going for a little while.
Charles was awesome to work for.
All right, let's go to Chris, who is joining us now at 626. Hello, Chris.
How you doing today, Greg?
What's happening?
First time, long time.
Chris, I have a full head of hair only for the next 3 hours, and then it will all be gone at about 9:30 or 9:45 this morning.
I think you can handle it, right?
I think so, too. Yeah, I agree.
I just want to give you a quick snow report from Mike Shue's future resident, North Adams.
Oh,
my future resident, you mean, is where
he went to college, North Adams, Massachusetts. Yes, okay. Wait, what do you got?
We're 33 inches and counting.
What? 33?
Yeah. Believable.
Yeah, and I'm making my way into Boston now, unfortunately. But
33 inches, and you're driving to Boston? You have to go to work?
No, my son has a doctor's with my man.
Okay.
Well, right. Got to do it. Right. Well, are you taking Route 2 through, like, Savoy and Florida and Monroe?
No, I took the bike.
Okay, good. That's crazy.
All right, thank you. Well, now I'm being corrected on my own magical radio moment by a 901 texter.
What?
Where is 901, Daniel? Is it Memphis, Tennessee?
Whoa!
Hey.
And they say that the song was "Babe, I'm Gonna Leave You," but I'm pretty sure it was "Thank You." I'm pretty sure. By the way, several texters believe that was Deval Patrick calling in as Chris from Western Mass, where his mansion is.
Right, driving from Richmond. Yeah.
And he was trying to test the waters to see how a phone call in this show might go.
Oh, my God.
Now that he wants to run for president, Deval Patrick's trying to test the waters.
Yeah.
Snow report.
Hey, I'm just calling in to see to see what the host of this show thinks of the Deval Patrick guy running for governor. Your thoughts. I'll hang up and listen to them.
I'll take your response off the air. Click.
Let's get to Scott from Weymouth is on the phone now.
We're so close to him.
Well, we're on the South Shore, that's why. Hello, hey Scott, what's going on?
Good morning, guys.
How are you?
I'm almost embarrassed to call 3 days in a row. It is. But you're in my neighborhood, bro.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
I'm only about 2 miles away, but I'm not going to be able to get over there.
Too bad.
Look at how disappointed you all are. Where are you exactly in Quincy? I know where the courthouse is. That's where we are.
Yep. Yeah.
Where are you?
Can you hear the echo? No, I'm saying that's what it is. It's a courthouse. It's so echoey.
We're on Newport Avenue Extension. Okay. At Granite Telecommunications.
Oh, you're a Newport kid?
That would have been funny.
What's that, Scott?
What did she say? I missed it.
She said that she enjoyed talking with you, but we have to run because we're up against the clock. Thank you. Let's see.
Dan.
I just need myself.
You notice I didn't give him any indication this time.
No, that's just good.
Dan, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on, brother?
Hey, I'm so bummed you took Scott's call before ours.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What are you calling about? What, Dan?
Yeah, we've been plowing all night, and just wanted to say hi.
Are you two a couple who plows together? So, and that's not code. Like, she's out in the truck. She's out in the truck with you all night, and that's what you. I think a lot of you plow guys. You use the come out and plow with me at night thing to try to get the chicks. Right? Is that how that goes?
Yeah,
Yeah.
Oh boy.
It doesn't work. I'm married. It's not. It doesn't work.
Oh, is that her, your wife, right there? Or?
I hope so.
It is my wife.
Oh, all right. Excellent. All right. Well, they're gone. Okay. Let's see. Jeff is joining us now here in the middle of the bombogenesis. Hello, Jeff. What's going on?
Good morning, and thank you for making the hectic commute to Quincy.
Thank you. Let me tell you something. I don't want to glamorize or be overly expressive about what I do every day, but here I am in the middle of a storm broadcasting live from Quincy for you people in the name of raising money for charity. That's what I do. It's what I do.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. I just watched a truck go right off the road.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
I know. Where are you right now? Where are you?
I am in Charlestown, Rhode Island, delivering the overnights.
Oh, okay. How much snow there, Jeff?
There's about 4 inches here, but it was heavy and wet. A lot of trees are down.
Okay, yep.
It's a pain in the butt, but I just wanted to say you guys are doing a great job as always.
All right.
And Scott can go take a hike.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. Yeah. All right. Well, if you're just joining us, the event today is called Saving by Shaving. And this is the fifth event. And granted... Shu, do you have information on how much money they've raised anywhere? Or I think we can get that from Rob Hale, who is the amazing CEO of this company, when he joins us on the show later on.
I can tell you they're pledging over $5 million this year.
This year?
Wow.
Just this year.
This year.
Yeah.
Over $5 million. And so there are a lot of Granite employees who will probably try to use the weather as an excuse to get out of coming in and shaving their head today, but... I am not going to be able to do that. I'm going to have to submit because I'm here.
Now, here's the question, because the last times you've done this, you know, we've had the little bit longer winter hair going, and now you kind of shore it up for spring.
Yeah.
Will you keep it tight from here on out?
Well, first of all, when it comes to me, nothing is tight.
I'm trying to give you an option.
It's been quite some time since anything on me was tight.
He's been in radio a long time.
Your pants are a little tight.
My pants are tight. But yeah, I'll probably keep it. I'll keep it. I don't know if I'll go. Like, I'm going to get like the minimum. I don't go full bald.
Right.
Because that would just honestly not look good to a lot of people. So I go.
Are you going to get the boys regular?
I go for like a one or a two or something like that. And I'll probably keep it close to that. Maybe go with a three or something into the summer months.
Right.
You know, I feel like the issue is that if I alter my appearance, a lot of smokes on Instagram are really upset, and it ruins
the flirting.
it ruins their year, LB. To be honest with you,
like, look at that guy. He looks like a Bond henchman.
Here's a seven.
That guy from Transporter. Is that Jason Statham?
Statham?
I said Statham. I watched the movie yesterday.
Statham.
I think it's Statham.
Well, the tequila has started flowing.
I thought it was Statham.
No, it's Statham.
Yeah, I watched Miracle and I watched Transporter 3 yesterday. Matinee-ing it up.
Let's see. Here's a text. 781 text that says, correction for Greg. His wallet is very tight. Well, I am frugal.
No, he doesn't carry cash.
I am frugal. What do you mean I don't carry cash? I just bought you a coffee. I bought Shuick. I bought everybody a coffee with my cash.
I bought everybody a coffee yesterday. Relax,
guys. With my hard-earned cash.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right. Hey, let's see. John is on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's happening, John?
Good morning, Gregory. How are you today, sir?
What's up, sir?
Greg, yesterday I took notes on your show all day, hoping you'd have the question.
Yes.
I had a page and a half of notes, and then you iced me on the questions. You never had the questions yesterday.
Well, that was because Natasha Verma came in. And
yeah, no,
so.
she took 10 minutes, and plus, I was looking over my notes. Your show, I don't want to use bad language, but your show sucked yesterday. It had no substance.
There was no substance to it yesterday?
No content Tuesday.
I don't know what you could have got a question out of. I kept looking, and it just wasn't working.
I mean, listen, we had the whole incident regarding the Nancy Know-It-All and the man who got the vasectomy. And
yeah.
I got an email from that guy last night, and he is going to call the show when he feels like he can stop getting sick, because he's been extremely upset about this situation. And so he did give me an email explanation on he wants to call the show when he feels like he can do that emotionally.
Occasionally, from time to time, friends and family will reach out and be like, was that real today? That was amazing. Yesterday I had four people text me and they're like, was that like, was that real? And I'm like, yeah, that was like 100% like legit. Like, I saw that you, I logged you into the email twice to pull up his responses. Even myself, I was like, oh my, I feel so bad for that guy in that situation. Cause it's like,
yep.
It's like out of the book of questions.
I suppose now, because some may not have been listening, I'm going to have to recap that whole entire thing. So to recap it, the guy who emailed in for Nancy Know-It-All yesterday had a vasectomy before he met his fiance. He was divorced. And his fiance, the girl that he was dating before they were engaged to be married, she said she never wanted children. So he never told her that he had a vasectomy. So they're going along and they get engaged. And then all of a sudden she says, I want children. So he didn't know what to do. So he never told her that he had a vasectomy. They went on to try to go through the machinations, if you will, of trying to have children.
Very disingenuous, by the way.
And recently, within the last week, she came to him with joy and said, I am pregnant. And he went to the doctor and said, wait a minute, is there a chance that my vasectomy somehow came unvasected? And the doctor said no. And so he now knows that she is carrying a child, which is not his.
And she also told him and his daughters from his previous marriage at the same time.
So he doesn't know what to do. He has no idea what to do.
Nah, both people should run away.
LB, they have to deal with it, guy.
Now, speaking of situations in which one might get pregnant, there is an interesting teacher-student sex story in the news today. And this one has a twist, a total plot twist. Because there is a Colorado theater teacher who is being investigated by the police, and the student that is involved in this is denying that any kind of sex went on. Normally, the student is the one who ends up narking the teacher out by telling friends or via social media, or their parents find some kind of series of nudes or sexed messages that have been sent. But in this particular case, the student says, no, wait a minute, stop investigating my theater teacher. She and I did not have sex.
And there's an entire group of students also backing up that claim. So the theater teacher is named Carrie Barnhart Roberson. She teaches at Pine Creek High School in Colorado.
LB, total coug, right in your wheelhouse.
Love it.
This woman is right in your wheelhouse.
Love it. Can you tweet her for me?
Sure, I'll tweet a picture for you.
She looks like maybe someone who would have been a newscaster in a former life that had an incident and was forced to retire from the business and then started coaching the drama club. She got that look about her. But anyway, so they call her BR. Her last name's Barnhart Roberson. And anonymous tipsters let the administrators at the high school know that she was allegedly having a sexual relationship with a male student. Now, the student has come forward. His name is Ryan Michael. He's a senior at the high school, and he says, absolutely no way is any of this true.
These claims are totally false, and BR would never break the trust of a student. They brought up that someone had accused BR and me of having an inappropriate sexual relationship. I was appalled that someone would make false and malicious claims against her and against myself.
You know what? I believe him.
I do too.
The way he says that has the ring of truth. It has the ring of truth to it. No. I think I believe.
I call acting.
All right. I've tweeted a link to a photo. You can read the article and look at her. There's video, and you'll be able to decide for yourself if BR. The theater teacher was doing things during the production of Oklahoma that were inappropriate.
The wind came sweeping down somewhere, guy.
Yeah.
It wasn't the plane.
But I tend to believe that student. I think I believe him.
They weren't acting out Guys and Dolls, which is my favorite musical, by the way.
It is?
Sit down, you're rocking the boat. I mean, I can't get tickets to Hamilton, so I guess we'll have to stay with that.
That kid, I'm assuming that he has been a longtime drama club participant, and he is bothered that his beloved teacher is being wrongly accused.
The theater group feels that this is somehow retaliation for them, quote unquote, pushing...
from the jocks. Is it from the jocks?
From the jocks. Okay. It's from the community people who are upset that they've been pushing the proverbial envelope with their storylines that they're choosing to perform. So they think someone is a little conservative and has an issue with some of the content of their productions and therefore made up this whole thing.
What did they do, like The Shape of Water or something? And people in Colorado were not into the love between a woman and an aquatic creature?
No, they changed one performance to Death of a Salesperson in order to be 2018.
Wilhelmina Lohman?
Lohman was the was the salesperson.
Low person. Wilhelmina Low person.
What about Grease? Did they do Grease? I mean, it sounds like he would be good in Grease. All right.
Go Grease Lightning, go.
Well, on my Twitter feed, Greg Hill, WAAF, that's how you follow me on Twitter. More on that story. We're live in Quincy in the middle, or I guess the tail end of a storm. We got to look on the bright side of things. The snow continues to fall. Mm-hmm. The roads are horrible. Don't buy into anybody who's telling you that the roads are great, because they're not. They're not.
Everybody's driving like an idiot.
Yeah,
right?
the roads are really, really bad, and there is not a chance that they're going to get better for quite some time. So I would get comfortable wherever you are, hunker down, and enjoy the Hillman Morning Show. We're going to get to Stowe 5-0 at about 7:30 this morning and take a look at the crimes that have happened in my home continent of Stowe, Massachusetts, where I've lived almost all of my 51 years. We'll also go inside the warped female brain at 7:50. And then at 9 o'clock, some D-list celebrities getting their head shaved, including myself and the governor and one A-lister who will arrive, an anonymous celebrity who will get his or her head shaved and help raise a lot of money. So we're live in Quincy.
Liza Minnelli.
It's not Liza Minnelli. We are, nor is it that weird guy that she was married to for a while, the Broadway producer.
Guy?
No.
David Furnish.
LB, you're thinking of Liz Taylor. Please don't.
Larry Fortensky.
Please don't.
Danielle knows all the names.
I do. My grandmother used to read The Inquirer.
But we are live in Quincy, and this is the Hillman Morning Show.
And now, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we give you this.
When you feel it coming on, what can you do so that you don't do what I did? And again, I didn't yell. I didn't cause a scene. I didn't bang the table. I just said, I'm done. So I need a way to, like, decompress from those things.
Right.
In a healthy way.
The first thing that came to my mind is actually a technique that I use for anxiety sometimes that can definitely work for rage as well. Breathe in for 4 seconds. Hold it for 4 seconds. Breathe out for 4 seconds and then hold it again for another 4 seconds.
Should I be completely aroused right now?
Oh, yeah.
You are.
That accent sells everything, right?
Oh, yeah.
My Lord. Text line agrees. 508 is Julia single.
Guys, I said better, not worse. Ah, well. Maddie and Nick, weekdays 3 to 7 on WAAF.
The enemy's here. Slayer to make its exit with one final world tour. July 26th, Bank of New Hampshire Pavilion. Classic f***ing Slayer! Five metal bands, one night of ass-kicking rock. Slayer. With Lamb of God. This is a world of immortality. Only a crime. Anthrax. Testament. And Napalm Death. July 26th, Bank of New Hampshire Pavilion. Tickets on sale Friday at 11 a.m. at the box office or banknhpavilion.com. Part of the Eastern Propane Concert Series, sponsored by Coors Light. Slayer, Lamb of God, Anthrax, Testament, and Napalm Death. For more info, tour dates, go to slayer.net.
You wake up to breakfast in bed in your luxury hotel room, and it's in this moment that anything is possible.
You could ditch your routine for a rejuvenating massage at the spa.
Then perfect your drive on a world-class golf course.
Before shopping till you drop, and then shopping some more.
Then end with a 5-star dinner, 5 winning hands, and 5,000 reasons to stay another night.
or wake up and lounge by the luxurious pool.
Then make a toast, rave about dinner, fall in love with dessert, and dive into drinks at the club. Take in the sights and sounds, see one-of-a-kind spectacles, watch a show.
Sing with a crowd in a 10,000-seat arena.
Or wake up, sit beside a waterfall, hit the slots, get four-of-a-kind, then meet for dinner, dancing, and drinks.
Add ice cream and top it all off with three cherries.
Or just spend the morning sleeping in.
In life, there are unlimited possibilities. Mohegan Sun, full of life.
Fuel your hustle at Dunkin' with any sized iced coffee for $2 from 2 to 6 p.m. Sip smooth with Dunkin' Signature Original Blend or go bold with a rich iced dark roast. America runs on Dunkin'. Excludes cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer plus applicable taxes.
We realize you have lots of choices when it's time to replace your truck. We hope you choose Ford, the number one truck for over 41 years. For a great selection of trucks, it's Framingham Ford. We have a commercial truck store in the Metro West. Pickup trucks, dump trucks, work trucks, play trucks, we have them all. Priced up to $10,000 off. No one will sell you a Ford for less, no one will pay you more for your trade, and no one will work harder to get your deal done. Framingham Ford, right on Route 9, or framinghamford.com. Give us a shot. I promise you won't be disappointed.
At Country Bank, we make the mortgage process carefree, like playing the bongos on your porch in your pajamas carefree. Whether you're buying or building, come see us at any of our branches or countrybank.com. We're an equal housing lender.
Are your baseboard heaters ugly, rusty, and outdated? Now there's a fast and inexpensive way to make your baseboard heaters look like new. It's the revolutionary Neat Heat Baseboard Reconditioning System that will never rust, dent, scratch, or fade. And it's easy to install. No special tools or contractors required. It installs over your old baseboard heater in a snap, and it will last forever. Neat Heat can be found at Home Depot or online at homedepot.com. For more information, go online to getneatheat.com.
Now also available at Lowe's.
Earning a Big Y gold coin is easy. Simply purchase specially marked items totaling 500 Education Express points after signing up for Big Y's Education Express program. Visit BigY.com for details.
Well, the skiing and the snowboarding just got a whole lot better over the last 24 hours, and you know how much fun it is to ski and to snowboard, so you should share your love of skiing and snowboarding with your best friend at Wachusett Mountain. Wachusett Mountain's BFF package includes a lift ticket for you and a beginner lesson, a ticket, and rental equipment for your friend. BFF means bring a friend for fun, and Wachusett will take care of teaching your friend to ski or board so you can get out there on the slopes. You can get complete details and you can buy your BFF package at Wachusett.com. Wachusett Mountain, mountain skiing, minutes away.
In just 60 seconds or less, the Hillman Morning Show will be back with more of this.
Check the sausage.
Make updates indoors and save this spring at Lowe's. Make refreshing updates to your bath with up to 15% off select Peerless bath faucets, available in a variety of styles and finishes. And update your flooring with fashionable wood look tiles starting at 99 cents a square foot. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through March 14 while supplies last. See store for details.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation, except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Hey, what's going on? This is Bill Burr. Keep feeding your kids fluff and keep listening to the Hillman Radio Show here on WAAF.
We are live this morning from Quincy, Massachusetts, which was devastated by a nor'easter a week ago, and now the fine people of Quincy find themselves digging out from another storm, as do you. And later on today, here at Granite Telecommunications, it is saving by shaving five. And a lot of Granite employees and others, including yours truly, will get their heads shaved for a charity in a couple of hours. It's 10 minutes before 7, and pretty much Danielle's going to give you an update on all the storm stuff in a moment, but from a weather perspective, the snow will stop, and it'll probably be a couple hours before it does, and the accumulation totals vary widely. I would say there's probably, what would you say there is here in Quincy? Three or four inches maybe?
I'd say that's
about
a good estimate.
About 3 or 4 yeah. inches, and certainly all around the state, all kinds of different snow totals and power outages and school cancellations and all of those things. So, Danielle, we'll get to all of those in a little bit. I have your next text code word, so you can try to win $1,000 cash during the $1,000 hauler coming up in 10 minutes. And we'll get to Stowe 5-0 at 7:30 or so. And we'll go inside the warped female brain at 7:50. And then we're going to play your Hillmill voicemail messages back. So you can leave one on the Winter Storm Quinn or on any other topic. Hillmill voicemail number. So you can leave a voicemail message right now is 617-779-5463. That's 617-779-5463. You leave a voicemail message, and we will all remark how marvelous a sense of humor you have coming up at 8 when we play those Hillmill voicemail messages back. And then during the 9 o'clock hour today, we will be joined by the governor who has participated in this event since he took office, I believe, and he'll be here getting his head shaved at 9:45. But before that, we'll get to Breakfast with Baker. So if you have questions for our governor, he will join us at about 9:30 or so this morning here at Granite. And you can text in your questions or call in when Governor Baker is here for this month's Breakfast with Baker segment. But the news this hour is brought to you by
the Worcester Railers. Hockey is back. Get tickets as low as $15 to see the Worcester Railers. Call 508-365-1750 or railershc.com. Brought to you also by Staples. They can save your business money. And this week at Staples, you can save big on a full range of office and desk chairs, some up to 50% off. A better chair equals a better workday ends 3:10. Staples, it's pro time. So let's do a little bit of storm updating. As Greg just mentioned, you know, varying snow totals in different areas. They are saying that we can see anywhere from a coating up to 2 more inches falling throughout the morning today. We've got a lot of tree damage, looking at about 300,000 homes and businesses in Massachusetts right now reported to be without power.
Yeah.
That, of course, on top of a lot of people who lost power for several days thanks to the last storm. So that's a frustrating issue.
Yeah, 300,000 people without power this morning. And that's a lot of people. So
yep.
If you are a work hardo and you're going to try to make some sales calls today, then make sure that you check ahead of time, and because the place you're going may be without power. So
some delays also being reported at Logan. So of course, if you're supposed to fly out, check with your airline.
What about Mrs. Hill? Is she and Joy going to be able to fly to Italy for their 3-week sabbatical with Julia?
They're going to get stuck in New York.
What's the deal on that? can you check on El Italia and find out if it's flying to Rome, Italy today?
Via JFK? Yes, I'll take a look.
Okay.
Now some breaking news. This morning, an MBTA commuter rail train just derailed. It's in the area of 489 Main Street in Wilmington. 498 Main Street. Only one lane of traffic. It's a fluid situation.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
only one lane of traffic is getting by right now because they have to evacuate the passengers from the train. So keep that in mind. If you've got to head through that stretch in Wilmington, don't.
All right.
And increase your braking distance and lower your speed.
Is your basic message stay home and Netflix and eat and listen to this show and don't do anything today, right?
Yes.
Don't be
that guy that tries to cut in the middle of the plow conga line white Honda CRV that did so this morning when I was on my way in, because that didn't go so well for that guy.
Well, Danielle, I not for nothing. I don't even understand why people that have a 2-wheel drive car or a front-wheel drive car even leave their driveway.
Well, they have to be somewhere, LB.
Call your boss and say, there's no way. There's no way. And, you know,
Boss says way? Mm. Like, you say no way, and the boss says way. He says, get your ass in here, buyers.
Well, yeah, and then I passed that guy that was buried his little mini car against, you know, missed a corner, blew it into a yard, crushed a tree. And he's sitting in his car like a knucklehead. It was hilarious.
Mm, this coming from the guy who couldn't make it to the location this morning.
Listen,
who has like a four-wheel drive massive truck.
Moron.
You know, meanwhile, I've got the O2 Corolla skidding my way down here like a toboggan.
I will say this. I would have been there.
Okay.
I want to applaud the plow guys, the three plows that were on the Mass Pike doing their duty. At, you know, between 5 and 15 miles an hour. And so, you know, I tried to do the responsible thing to be on the air. And I was near the station. There was no way I was going to make it there. I mean, I could have got there at 8:30 if you wanted.
Right, right. Well, some would want that.
Do you think we don't see through this? Do you think anyone's fallen for this guy again, the second time?
You're thinking too much into it. I mean, I want to apologize to the Holliston people when they see the tracks in their yard because I had to go around a fallen tree. I drove in their yard to get by it.
Yeah, okay.
And there's the meteor that crashed in the middle of the street.
Again, too many details.
I'll tell you what, Danielle and Shu, when you get here tomorrow, ask Brangie what time I called him this morning.
Just because you placed a cursory call to Branja 40 doesn't mean that
you're... I was on the road at 4 o'clock, you bitch.
Oh, whatever, guy, relax.
Oh, boy.
I mean, what? Oh, boy. Good thing they're not in the same room.
You know, it's a charity event to benefit the Dana-Farber. Lighten up.
Right. So I'm being a a-hole for calling you out for not being here.
It's not my fault you live in Swampscott.
Yeah, and I still made it to Quincy, jackass. That's the point. I'm on the other side of the tunnel, guy. And to deal with some doping of Super Duty up my ass all the way down the expressway. The whole left lane, he could have gone around me. Yeah. Idiot. Yeah.
I love you.
I just got a 781 text from a law enforcement officer who says that they worked all night, and now what's really chapping their A is that... is that people are out jogging in the middle of this storm, and they believe that's endangering other people because cars have to go way around them.
Yeah,
that is irresponsible.
Take
one day.
Jeez, oh man.
The hardos.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm an elite runner. We run. Doesn't matter the weather. We run.
We?
That's what we do. We run.
Who's we?
That's what we run.
I don't think you fit into the collective on this one.
I'm going to run back to Stowe from here and leave my car.
Monkey, need you to get to Uber to Quincy and pick up the Escalade.
Here's a 774 text from somebody who works here at Granite. They're calling you a wimp, LB. They're driving from Plymouth, and they're calling you a wimp.
Guys, you can call me anything you want. It wasn't my fault. Like I said, I saw the plows. I tried to hit the on-ramp to the pike and try and beat the plows. I didn't beat the plows. And if there's any other AAFers that were in that cluster F behind the three plows all the way to Boston, could you give me some help? Give me a little backup.
Here's a 508 text that says, you know that LB is currently sitting in Greg's chair nude.
Oh!
No, I hope not.
Probably not the worst thing to be on that chair, to be fair.
I hope not.
Maddie does sit there as well.
Ew.
I have some chew on my hoop.
All right. Jeez. So you get chew in the back and chewed in the front. Right. Great.
Let's get to Mike on the Framingham Ford studio line. Hello, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
Just want to let you know that, yes, some people do still have to go to work today. I work at a hospital, and we never close.
That's right.
Which hospital are you working at?
In New Hampshire, but I'm in my two-wheel car slipping and sliding everywhere.
Now, you're a warrior.
How much snow in New Hampshire today?
In Manchester, at least 14 inches, 12 inches.
Yeah.
Jeez. All right. Thank you. You can call on the Framingham Ford studio line this morning. The number is 617-931-1223, or you can text on the text line, which is 97107. And as Danielle mentioned, roads in many areas tough. MBTA having some issues this morning, as you might imagine, as they do every morning. And 300,000 fellow Massachusetts residents without it's 300,000 in Massachusetts that don't have power.
That's
gonna get
seen.
Worse too, Hill
lot.
Dog.
That's a lot. So, all right, we are about to give you a code.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.